Module E, Practice Paper 1, Do Not Enter, Pages 6 and 7. Part 1, Access to Information from Written Texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 6.
15-year-old Jennifer is cooperative and well-disciplined and gets excellent grades at school. She does not engage in typical risky teenage behavior such as drinking alcohol or taking drugs. She takes part in constructive activities, has an after-school job, plays on her school's volleyball team, and volunteers at a local animal shelter. She helps out at home and gets along reasonably well with her younger siblings. Seems like Jen's the perfect daughter, doesn't it? Yet, judging from her behavior toward her daughter, Jen's mother doesn't seem to think so. She routinely checks up on her, frequently searching Jennifer's room, picking up the extension to listen in on telephone calls, and even reading her diary. Recently, Jennifer was horrified and angered to walk in on her mother rifling through her desk drawer. She was heartbroken by her mother's lack of trust and infuriated by this violation of her privacy. Jennifer's mother defended herself, saying that she was only looking out for her child's welfare, because she didn't want her to make the same mistakes she herself made as a teenager. Jennifer's mother's only wish was to protect her daughter, but the methods she was using to do so were problematic, yet not uncommon. Typically, parents like her, accustomed to being involved in every aspect of the lives of their young children every minute of the day, have a hard time letting go. They simply feel that anything their child does is their business. This attitude can backfire because a teen's demand for privacy is not only normal, it is necessary. It must be remembered that the primary goal of the teen years is the achievement of independence. Child psychology experts tell us that teens need privacy in order to separate themselves from everyone and everything in their home environment as a part of their quest to become independent adults. Whereas parents may imagine all kinds of awful scenarios taking place behind the locked door of their child's room, teens actually spend a lot of time just thinking about things. Our advice to parents? Your teenager's room should be private, as should his telephone calls. Don't expect your teen to share his thoughts and feelings with you. Don't expect him to consult with you or seek your advice. Make it clear to him that you expect to know where he is at all times and with whom, but don't expect to get every detail of his activities. Realize that as your child grows up, it will be necessary for you to change your parenting style. If you treat your teenager like a child without taking into account his new level of maturity and his intellectual growth, serious conflicts will arise. Of course, if a teen cuts himself off completely from his parents, siblings, and friends, this may signal deeper troubles. Specialists in adolescent healthcare explain that when a teen spends long periods of time in his room, completely by himself, without contact with friends or family members, this could be a warning sign. They suggest that concerned parents approach their child very delicately and ask if anything is bothering him or if anything has happened at school or with his friends. If they don't make any headway with gentle questioning, it might be wise to seek professional counseling. What would the experts advise Jennifer's mother to do? They would tell her that if she feels she has anything to worry about, she should try and discuss it with her daughter. They would advise her that once she learns to trust her daughter and give her some breathing space, this protective mom may find that she has a lot more time to enjoy her own life.